Naa Chakravarti Thakur. My teaching is the same as my Gurudev has given me. My teachings are the same as Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj has given me. Nothing separate, nothing here and there. We should try to reconcile all. I think that there are so many things in the books of Swamiji that he has told anything here and anything just opposite there. So many. I can take out about lakhs of instances he has told. He cannot do what he has did. Why he do? He forgotten that I have written this thing here and now I am writing here? No. Knowingly he has done. For different stages of devotees. So we should reconcile all these things. Their main object is to give Gopi Prem because they have come in line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But we have to cut some jungles. We have to cut them. I'm coming here and I'm going to Western countries. If I had come here before 50 years before, then I will have to do same thing that they have done. But they have made platform for us to tell all these things now, what I'm telling. So they have done good and they have written some things. It may be seem that they have written some opposite things. But actually not. For different stages of devotees, they have written like this. Also there is a question. You should try to answer. If Swamiji was a realized soul and coming from Golok Vrindavan, being a associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or Krishna, or the manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu, then he was surely knowing past, future and present. Some questions are coming from so many years to me that Swamiji has done something wrong and he should not have done this. If he was Sarvagya,
all knowing
or anything. So many examples they gave to me. Just a question came yesterday. That if Swamiji was liberated person, knowing everything, then there are something to be doubtful. He established Gurukul. He established some mutts here and there. But the result of that Gurukuls were very unsatisfactory. The boys who were educated there, they were not taught well. They became bewildered. They became characterless. There are so many reports that even the teachers were characterless. That there is so many bad things. And so the boys became God faithless, and they give up this divine line. Swamiji came to this school first and he told that, oh, this school is very bona fide. Why he told? If he was knowing everything, why he told? Because this nonsense we are going now, or at that time also. Why it is so? If he is knowing. So doubt comes. What is the answer? What is the answer? It may be that he is not associate, not knowing, as an ordinary person. And if you are accepting this, then very blunder comes. That he was not actually a guru, but he has preached so many places and turned so many persons. So you should think the answer of this, and in evening we will try to hear what is your answers, and then I will clarify. You will have to consider, and you have to reconcile everything. I know that any bona fide Vaishnava cannot do wrong. Never. There should be something. So you should try to have answer for this question. Gaur Praman. Kirtan should be gone. What Kirtan? You want? Yes? What Kirtan you want? After you can, but it is so long. It will take 1 hour. What? Rohini Devi. Rohini Devi ki? Rohini Zattu. One is mother of Baldev. Very powerful. And also very near and dear Sakhi. And also a queen of Krishna. In Dwarka, queen. And here in Vrindavan, Rohini Sakhi of Srimati Radhika. So, your name has been kept as Rohini Devi ki. Very little. Jai Radha Madhava, Jaya Kunja Bihari. Thank you.
Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Hari Bol.
Swamiji, or what do you think? Some different line from Swamiji. What do you think?
Well, I'll repeat what I mentioned in Washington and also yesterday, that many people in ISKCON, and they're writing so many international papers about it, become confused by hearing Sriman Narayan Maharaj preach, thinking this is some new philosophy. But my confusion in the matter is totally different. Because when I read Srila Prabhupada's books, and I remember hearing and seeing Prabhupada say the same thing in person, my only confusion when I see Prabhupada's books or hear his tape or remember him speaking is I start becoming bewildered as to where am I? Is this 1977 or 1976? Am I in Mathura? Am I in Vrindavan? Am I in Holland? Where am I? Because Narayan Maharaj is right there with Srila Prabhupada. Because I'm remembering that Narayan Maharaj says exactly the same thing in the same way. Or, if he uses different words, it's so interesting because he explained in Badger, said, why am I using different words? Because he's using different words, like Prabhupada says, fruit of activities. And Gurudev may use some other words to say fruit of activities. He said, I'm using different words because if I use the same words, you won't understand what I'm trying to say, just like you didn't understand what Prabhupada tried to say. So I was saying the same thing, you still won't understand it. So I have to use different words so that you'll wonder, did Prabhupada say that? And then you'll start thinking, and then you'll realize, yes, this is actually what Prabhupada said. And then I got bewildered when I saw Gurudev in Malaysia, when he was speaking about Sanatan Shiksha, and I didn't know what was happening to me. I thought, am I at 26th Second Avenue? Is this 1966? Where am I? So one is in the other, and the other is in one. So there's also another thing that was a realization of mine when the GBC paper came out a year ago saying how Narayan Maharaj was giving so many new principles with Prabhupada, which Prabhupada never gave. I was actually so happy when that came out because for 30 years, at least I've been in the movement for 30 years, and so many others for something less than that, but everybody for so many years have been reading Prabhupada's books, but we never knew what he was saying. So we never knew that he wanted us to come to Radhanuga Bhakti. We never knew that he wanted us to have a particular relationship with Krishna, that we already have it. Although everything is there in his books, it's under lock and key. So when Sriman Narayan Maharaj started talking about Radhanuga Bhakti and Rasika Bhaktas and Rupanuga Bhakti, and you have to have a Radhanuga Bhakti guru, and then the GBC paper came out. Some of us were helping to do the research with Pudara Prabhu for his paper. And so we had to dive into Srila Prabhupada's books, and we see that actually in the Bengali, or in the Sanskrit, just like even in the very second verse of Srimad Bhagavatam, not second verse, third verse, Nigamakal Vitaroralitam Palam Shukamakalam Vitaravasantam Vivita Bhagavatam Rasamalayam Moraho Rasika Vivavakaha. So Rasa and Rasika, that the Rasika Bhaktas, they only will understand the Srimad Bhagavatam, and one should only hear from the Rasika Bhaktas. But because we were so dull, even in English we were so dull, because we were coming out of, most of the young people were coming out of LSD life, meat eating life, illicit sex life. So Prabhupada had to make everything very easy for us to understand. If he was using the words Raganuga, Rasika, Rupanuga, these are all simply a different language. So Prabhupada used the words spontaneous devotion, attached devotees, self-realized souls who realize their relationship with Krishna. But when you go to the Sanskrit and Bengali, it's exactly the same things that Srila Narayan Maharaj is saying. And even when Prabhupada is speaking about the 64 limbs of bhakti, which I had never noticed before until I met Srila Narayan Maharaj, in the very same places, in the very same teachings of Lord Chaitanya, which came out in 1967, Prabhupada writes there in the description of the 64 limbs of bhakti that the purpose of the 64 limbs of bhakti is to come to Radhanuga Bhakti, and under the guidance of any devotee of Vrindavan with a particular relationship, to take their guidance and get trained in that particular relationship, and this is protection. He also said in his books, which I found out while doing that research, which is the same thing that Srila Narayan Maharaj is saying, is that the only bhakti is Radha Muga Bhakti. The only sadhana is Radha Muga Sadhana. Otherwise, there's no real sadhana. And these things are all coming from Srila Prabhupada. So, I personally found absolutely no difference. One time I challenged Srila Gurudev about 4 years ago when he said that Lord Chaitanya's, the purpose of Lord Chaitanya's coming to this world was to give Manjari Bhag, to taste what he tasted, Radha Bhag, but also to give Manjari Bhag. And I said, where does it say that? He said, Chaitanya Charitamrita. Where? And immediately, like the wind, I can only say it slowly, but like the wind, he quoted, Anarbita Chirin Charakuru Nayavatiranam Kalala Samar Paitam Oja Lirasam Sobhakti Sriyam Hari Kwaita Sundara Yutita Dhamma Sandeepita Sada Hidaya Kandare Sportitava Sachiyandana. So, I immediately went to that verse after inquiring where the verse was. I didn't even know where the verse was after 30 years of it, thinking that I knew Prabhupada's books. And then everything was opened up because by telling me that, Gurudev turned the key to the treasure chest of Prabhupada's books. And now, everywhere I look in Prabhupada's books, just even flipping a page and not even looking for something, it's right there. When I was in Delhi and we were painting the Lasting Relations book about Srila Gurudev's relationship with Srila Prabhupada, we had to use a TLC for something, some reference in the Lasting Relation. So I just flipped through it as I was sitting in the office. And in the teachings of Rai Ramanand, discussions of Rai Ramanand and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Prabhupada's translating Krishnadas Kaviraj, that the perfection of life and the only way to understand Radha and Krishna, which is the perfection of life, is to come under the guidance of the assistant gopis of Radharani and to become one oneself. So everything was already there, but it's like Prabhupada is illuminated, just like the sun. But we're under the cloud and we can't see Prabhupada, we're in the darkness. And so Prabhupada seems dark because we're in the darkness. And what Gurudev does is he takes a very, very powerful spotlight and he puts it right on Prabhupada so we can see exactly what his mood was. Of course, we can't understand his mood until we have his mood. And we can't understand his tattva until we're fully realized in the tattva. The very, very first time I met Gurudev 5 years ago in Vrindavan, and one of the first questions I asked, not exactly a question, but it was in the form of a self-lament or self-complaint, that for 26 years I've been preaching this philosophy all over the world, but I'm understanding now that I don't have any realization of the philosophy, I only have intellectual understanding. So Gurudev immediately cut my misconception that I had any understanding at all by saying that intellectual understanding is no understanding. If we hear that, oh, Radha and Krishna went hand in hand in the forest, then immediately I'll have that intellectual understanding. But what am I thinking? Oh, I remember some years ago when I used to walk with my boyfriend in the park. It must be something like that. But it's nothing like that. So unless there's realization. Then I asked them another question on that first day. That I've been chanting for 26 years, but I have absolutely no taste in chanting, what to do. And previously, somebody, if I said that to any godbrothers or godsisters, they would quote something from the Shastra, and I'd get the information, but I'd be in the same place that I was before. But when I said that to Gurudev on our first meeting, he said, you have to associate with someone, he said it very straight, and he said, you have to associate with someone who has taste. And immediately, whatever I had read, but it, as Gurudev says, it goes in the computer and you don't realize it's going in, but when you need it, it comes out. So everything I had read but didn't register came out that without associating with the self-realized soul who's putting the seed of bhakti in, there can't be any taste. Everything comes from associating with someone who has taste. As if you associate with an infected person, you also become infected. And then, he said to me, so you're an international preacher? Do you know the second chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, which says that Sarve Pumsa Puro Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Hoitiki Hoitiki Priti Hatarina Supiti? What is causeless devotional service, which is the only thing that satisfies the self? You preach everywhere? What does causeless devotional service mean? And I couldn't even answer. So he said that just like Krishna does something to offend Radharani, maybe he's with Chandravali, and Radharani's love for Krishna doesn't decrease, but it increases. This is the standard of causeless devotional service. So he showed me how high, right from the beginning, how high Prabhupada was, and the highest thing that Prabhupada was really trying to give, and that's the beginning of Bhakti. Then so many things came into remembrance, and I remembered a Back to Godhead article that I had read. Srila Prabhupada gave a lecture, then it turned into a Back to Godhead article. He said there are five kinds of bhakti. What are those five kinds of bhakti? We'll imagine, well, there's sadhana bhakti, there's karmanishra bhakti, but no. Five kinds of bhakti, what are they? Shantaras, Vatsalyaras, Sakiras, Majoryaras, Dasiras. Lower than that is not bhakti. It's something else. Called bhakti or mixed, something else. So Gurudev is revealing Prabhupada. And this is the symptom of the disciplic succession, that the living guru or the modern day representative of the disciplic succession reveals the disciplic succession. Just like we didn't know anything of who, we didn't know that there was a Rupa Goswami before we met Prabhupada, either through books or in person or by tapes or whatever. And by the mercy of Srila Narayana Maharaj, we're getting realization, and so many things are opening up, what Prabhupada was saying about Srila Rupa Goswami and what Prabhupada's relationship with Srila Rupa Goswami was. So at the airport in Holland last year, when he was on his way to England, or England on his way to Holland, I forget, somebody asked Gurudev, how are you different from Prabhupada? And I can fully agree with his answer. His nose is shaped this way, and my nose is shaped this way.
Yeah? I want to tell Sri Hayashwar Prabhu that can he remember for 5 minutes, 4 minutes to Pujyapath, Param Pujyapath Sri Dhar Maharaj? He has any remembrance? You can sit and, no, if you want to sit, you can sit. Actually, you sit. You hear?
No. If I also speak a little bit, I'll just begin to say something about noses, because also Srila Siddha Maharaj's nose is different from Srila Prabhupada.
What he told? What he told?
I'm speaking about noses.
You disturb. Don't disturb. Because go and patiently hear.
Srila Maharaj always exhibited this very beautiful jewel on top of his nose. So while not very devotional, might call it a wart, and we would not understand. Actually, I'm not at all qualified to speak about Srila Maharaj. I feel like an insect crawling on the back of a huge animal, like an elephant. And whether you find yourself somewhere on the tail or on the trunk, you wouldn't be able to say this is the tail and that's the trunk. It's very difficult for such a a new devotee on the path like me without any devotional path to glorify Srila Srila Maharaj in a diversified manner. I can say, Prabhupada saved me from madness. I was actually almost going mad. I did not know where to go in life, where to seek shelter. I saw this material world, didn't know what to do in it. And Prabhupada with his Gita, he saved me completely. And after I understood a little bit what he meant with Supreme Personality of Godhead, I wanted to reject that idea of Supreme Personality. I didn't like God. I wanted to be master of my own life. But when I came to realize how sweet the Supreme Personality of Godhead is, and how also how logical it is that at the heart of everything there is a person, then gradually it dawned to me, and he took my heart. After I've been studying Gita for 3 months on end, then he took my heart by surprise, and I was crying and crying and crying, and I found my savior, Srila Prabhupada. But then so many things happened. We all know about these things. We don't have to discuss them in any detail. Generally, when the great Acharya leaves his body, there is some uncomfortable situation amongst the disciples. And so at one time, I found myself by myself and did not know exactly where to look for shelter. But then vaguely I remember that Prabhupada had said something that there are two names that I should remember if there was some difficulty. And one of them was the name Srila Srila Maharaj, and the other name was Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayana Maharaj. And Srila Narayana Maharaj is pretty far away from me, but Srila Srila Maharaj came then to our help with Sri Guru and His grace. And the Guru Tattva had become all unclear in the situation where we found ourselves at the end when this turmoil began. So then again I found my Guru. Just like I found Prabhupada after reading his Gita, then when reading Sri Guru and His grace, again I found my Guru. I was so happy and there was no help. I found myself crying again. And well, as it happens, I am a person who is rather much attached to sitting in one room, translating and trying to make books or newsletters. I'm not associating so much. And it took some time for me to have a personal meeting with Srila Srila Maharaj. And when I finally found him, in Nandadweep in Sri Chaitanya Sarasvati Mahaprabhu. He was very weak. It was, I think, in 86 physically. He was very weak. It was in the height of summer around Sri Krishna Janmashtami. But still, he came out of his room, aided by his servants, especially to greet me. And I had never been such close vicinity where the real Vaishnava, Prabhupada, I only see once, but from a little distance in his room, I was also allowed to come in and see him. And then Srila Srila Maharaj, he immediately asked me to come and sit very close to him, almost with my nose to that beautiful jewel on his nose. You know. I sit there and I was awed by his sweetness and friendliness and this beautiful soft voice of Srila Srila Maharaj, which is almost a heartbreaking embellishment of his character. It makes you melt immediately when you hear it. I found it very difficult to understand the tapes that we have of Srila Srila Maharaj, but just hearing his voice was doing so much to the heart, and we had his books, so what he was saying could be gained from the literature. So then he welcomed me, but I'm a little deaf, and I was afraid to say, I can't understand you, Guru Maharaj. And he lisped on for some time, and I thought, maybe if I say, he won't even understand me, because physically he's also very deaf. And there will be confusion. I was still in a stage of being full of awe towards spiritual masters. And then I stayed in his ashram for a month. There were no other devotees from the list. I could come up to the place where he was always chanting the holy names, lying down, and he would ask, "Okay," he said, "Bengali, who is there?" And I said, "The Yeshua from Amsterdam." And he lifted his hands to his head and beat back in, as if I were someone to be respected. And always, although he was physically very ill, I was also a little ill. And then his secretary told me at night, "Yes, Gurudev has been asking about your health." Maybe. So Shai, his health was the thing that mattered actually to the whole world, but he was asking so personally about that other thing. But in the end, when I left the ashram, he told me to him, when I first saw him, I was so amazed to see him wearing a t-shirt, and the monks had even holes in him. I told that also the other time, but it was for me the sign that here is a true renunciate, and I'm completely safe with him. I feel completely at home with him. That was also his way of speaking when new people came to him. Sometimes when he saw someone coming, he simply said, "Finally, you have arrived at home, my son." Such things he would say to complete newcomers. Or when someone burst out crying close to him, "Do you feel you have come home?" he used to say. Then when I left his mom, he spoke to me. I came to him, and with some difficulty he sat up. And the first thing he said to me, "I feel I have not attended enough to you." Who are we to be attended to by such elevated souls? Again, I became greatly embarrassed, but then he began to speak. He understood my situation a little. He said, "Yes, you have this problem with the society that you come from, and I have the same problem with my society." And at that time, I went away from the turmoil, and I sat down by the Bhagirathi. We built a hut, and we did nothing but read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And we were just a few of us who were completely devoted to that activity. And then gradually other people came. And they joined our circle. And look what happened. And he lifted his beautiful hands with his long, slender, golden fingers. He lifted them, made circling movement around him. Look what happened. Look at this beautiful mark. There was nothing when we came in. We sat down. We simply glorified Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And from that, the monk arose. No collecting was done. Everything came to me, to him. And he said that he was speaking, in fact, about Sharanagati. We were doing Sharanagati, he said, sitting there, devoting ourselves to studying Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then he also told me to do likewise in Amsterdam. And he helped me to, gave me the blessings to set up some kind of spiritual society that would help him spread his message also. And the gentleman that came to you, Gurudev, last night, the Srila Srila Maharaj's disciple, he assisted very much in translating Sri Guru and His Grace, and together the two of us, we also translated his other books. And while still in ISKCON, after Srila Prabhupada left, the stress was so much on the Vaidhi sadhana that we began, instead of becoming very happy, the tendency was there to become more or less strained. But when we read Srila Narayana Maharaj's books, He was speaking all the time about the sweet flow coming from up high and going down and nurturing all the souls. And he was speaking about one of his statements that recurred in every speech of his was also something like do or die, or dive deep, deep into reality. These things should be done. So, and he gave me the blessing that I could remain on my feet spiritually more or less. Then after he left, also difficult years came. But the name Bhaktivedanta Narayana had been in my mind. And then one day, my wife and I, we went to India to seek for you. And but you wanted them. And we had our son, because he got very sick, he got dysentery, he almost died, he had to take care of him very expensively. And on the last day of our stay, that we could have gone to you, you indeed came to Mathura, but then we had to carry that boy to the airport and we missed you. And then just a few months later, and I see in this the blessings of Srila Prabhupada and of Srila Narayana Maharaj. You, yourself, in your own shining form, were sitting in our own house. How is such a thing possible? Together with all your parikas.
Or so many of them.
Yeah. So this, to me, also is the ultimate blessing that Srila Prabhupada and Srila Srila Maharaj gave to me.
Today, remembered all the associates of Prabhupada, Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. When Śrī Chaitanya Mahāprabhu descended to this world, he brought from Golok Vrindavan, Śrīdhī, all his associates, like Sarup Dhamudar Raya Ramana, Lalita and Vishakha, Rūp Manjari, Rūp Goswami, Rati Manjari, Prabhunath Das Goswami, all the associates of Krishna, whether in male form or female form, all have descended from same Gokul Vrindavan or Shvetadeep. So when any powerful power, that is Shakti, energy, descends to this world to preach the object and mission of himself, Sri Radha Krishna conjugal or Mahaprabhu, then so many realized souls descend from there. So when Śrīla Prabhupāda Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati Goswami Thakur came to this world, Bhakti Vinod Thakur was there. Like Kamal Manjari, very powerful Acharya, Saptam Goswami. First he, Śrīla Bhakti Siddhānta Saraswati, gave renounce order to Bhakti Pradeep Tirtha Maharaj, disciple of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Then gradually he gave so many sannyas. Aranya Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, Tirtha Maharaj, Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, Vaikhanas Maharaj, Shrauti Maharaj, Giri Maharaj. I was so much fortunate to come in their associations. I've seen all and served all, and I've associated with all by the grace of my Gurudev. Because all used to come to my Gurudev to have any opinion, suggestion about worldly things or anything
spiritual.
Spiritual. Anything. For any good Siddhant. After Prabhupada, we have heard that with Parsithar Maharaj and on my Gurudev, that same authority of Siddhant. I have heard from my Gurudev that sometime discussions were going on with Siddhar Maharaj and my Gurudev. So, Pujapa Siddhar Maharaj wanted to establish anything by his arguments, and my Gurudev is just to cut all his arguments and establish his own Siddha. And hearing this, Pujapa Siddhar Maharaj is just to cut his all arguments, establish his own thing. And then again Guru Maharaj used to cut his all arguments, establish his own thing. And Siddhar Maharaj, again like this. So going on. So all used to come to my Gurudev. I have seen with Siddhar Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, Pujyapada, Vaikhanas Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, all the prominent disciples of Srila Prabhupada. At that time, our Bhakti Vaibhavam, Bhakti Puri Maharaj, Pramod Puri Maharaj, he was not that at time sannyasi. He was like a brahmachari there, Pranavananda Brahmachari. I have seen Pranavananda Brahmachari, very qualified, good writer. Very knowing Siddhanta, Rasik Vaishnava. At that time he was only of 50 years age when I joined. I have served him also, Param Pujya Padmuri Maharaj, from 1947 as I served and met Swamiji. I met all about these prominent Vaishnavas. From 1947, when I joined. I'm so fortunate. But when I compare, like some, you tell me that, oh, he's very good preacher or anything, good devotee. Then I compare myself to them, then I think that there is a big forest. And in that forest, there are trees like shikoa. Yes. About
350 feet
high. Like this tree. No? If there is a cap or hat, it will go down. And myself, like their feet dust only. In front of them, in comparison, I am like this. There are big trees of mango, having so much manjaris, fruits, flowers, so much a smell, fragrant in them, that we glorified Pujya Parsidhar Maharaj, Ban Maharaj, Shauti Maharaj, our Guru Maharaj, Puri Maharaj, Madhav Maharaj also. Aranya Maharaj and so many. Very learned person. And they were established in truth. What they are writing or they have written, all established truth. Anyone cannot cut them by arguments. So when I compare myself, that I am saying that I am fruitless, any plant, like one leaves or two leaves, nothing more. So they were so much qualified. I know them, Aranya Maharaj, who was not really literate at all, not knowing ABCD of Sanskrit or Bangla, even he could not sign his name. But he was so learned that he used to give classes like Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vedanta, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Swami Maharaj. Bombastic words like Advaya Gyan Partatva. Vadanti Tattva Vidastattam Jnanam Advayam. Advaya Gyan Partatva. Who is Krishna? How? How he is? Partatva Advaya Gyan? I think that you cannot. Any of one, you cannot tell. If you have heard any that bona fide Vaishnava, Pujyapada Siddha Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, or any one of them, Puri Maharaj, then you can have some idea. Otherwise, you cannot define that what is Paratattva, Advaya Gyan Paratattva. Very difficult. But he used to explain all these very easily, quickly, all these things. And so many learned persons used to bow down their heads on their feet. Only by hearing. So Shruti comes from hearing. At first, there was no Ved Upanishad in papers. Were there in Shruti, in the hearts of devotees. So these truths, love and affection, it is not on the papers. It will be always in the heart of pure devotees. Rasika Bhuvibhavaka. It is not a mental exercise or body's exercise that you can make fully and you can lift very big, big weights. You cannot do anything. It can come only by giving yourself unconditional surrender. Jama eva yesha vinute tena labdha. Those who have surrendered. And Krishna thinks that, oh, they are a person to be mercified, given mercy. And then mercy will come and you can know all these things by reading, by giving lectures, by reminding so many Ved mantra and Srimad Bhagavatam whole, you cannot gain anything. So we should be so humble. And we should see that all our teachers, acharyas, even the, all the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur were so much but qualified, always so learned, always about to realize. There may be some exceptions. Those who had not given himself themselves, solely surrendered, they cannot realize. Only by name they are disciples. So we should try to take the hearts of our Gurudev and realize and do bhajan in the same way. Then everything will be realized very easily. In the same way. Then everything will be realized very easily. I'm reading and explaining Brihad Bhagavatamrita. I'm giving classes, but I don't know any line is coming on any heart or not. Himself, Gop Kumar, was teaching all these things to his disciple Sarup. Sarup or?
Janasarma.
He heard all these things, everything, but he was not realizing anything. Only he heard that formula he knew, but he was not qualified to make this formula in practical. So he was not realizing all these things. Then Gop Kumar did like this. Oh, you should realize everything. He kept his hand on his head. And at once he began to weep. Full, his heart was become full of devotion and love and realized everything. And then he fell on the ground. Oh, Krishna, oh, Krishna, oh, Krishna. Krishna himself told to Brahma all these things. Who is Krishna? Aham eva
Asamare Agre, and after that, four slokes. That is called Chatushloki Shivamara. Harite Artham Jatapratiyeta Na Pratiyet Jatmani. Eta Vade Vajigyasam Tattva Jigyasuna. Anva Vitere Kabham Jasatra Sarvatra Sarvada. He told everything, but he was not realizing. Then Krishna, oh, you are not understanding anything, realizing here. So, by his eyes, he inspired everything in his heart and told that, oh, by my mercy, Grihana Gaditam, what I have told, you should realize by my mercy. And at once he realized and he became real. So we should try to know all these acharyas, no difference at all in their teachings. We are making some vain and walls between them. We should try to honor all. So you should, if you are glorifying your Gurudev only and not any other Vaishnavas, then you are not glorifying your Gurudev. So we should glorify all in chain from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or before that Ishwar Puripad, or before that Madhvachar, from Brahma Chatvasya. Brahma Narad, Vyas Sukadeva Goswami, Madhvacharya, Madhvendra Puri, Ishwar Puri, Mahaprabhu, Sarup Damodara, Ramananda, and up to this line. We should honor. Don't defend them. If you are doing so, giving proper respect to all, then every truth, all truths will come easily in your heart. And if you are saying that, oh, my Gurudev is best among them, and he is superior and he is only, like Jesus Christ was only son of God. There was no son, not like this. So, Hayachen, Hayben, Jato Prabhu Das, Sabara Charana Bandhi, Grante Tvari Ghas. Have you heard this? Perhaps any Vaishnava? Who? Devaki Nandan Das has written. Haya Chen, those who have been before, in past, and those who are now, and those who will be, any bhakti in Vrindavan, in Puri, in Navadeep, or anywhere. And doing pranam to their lotus feet. For all he has. So we should try to be like that. My teachings are the same as Rupa Goswami has given. Not